Hello everyone, welcome to This Week in Stupid for the 3rd of January 2016. I'm being rather lazy with it this week because I frankly haven't had time to prepare a proper episode. So I'm just going to do this kind of live stream thing where I talk about just a few things that have come up that I think are worth covering. And yeah, I'm doing the stream on my usual channel because it's This Week in Stupid, so fuck it. Right, starting off with the best headline in the world, right? And you know where this is going to go. As soon as you see this, you're going to see exactly where this is going. Patriot militia seizes federal complex in Oregon. Armed insurrection against federal tyranny begins. I mean, that's not hilarious or anything in itself. But the actual article isn't nearly as alarmist as the title would lead you to believe. So I'm not really sure what's happening. I literally just learned about this today, so I'm going to be learning about it with you guys as we go through it. So it says the feds operating outside the law. Okay, maybe this is alarmist. Trying to jail two men without legal jurisdiction. Instead, the tables are turned when armed militiamen seize their federal complex instead. Okay, what federal complex have they seized? I mean, it's got to be something fairly important, hasn't it? The Bundy family. What, the Bundy family? What, like Cliven Bundy of Nevada joined with hardcore militiamen Saturday to take over the headquarters of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Brilliant. The US government's just like, well, fuck. We've lost the National Wildlife Refuge in Nevada. What are we going to do? How is that going to... Why would they care? Vowing to occupy the remote federal outpost 50 miles... Well, no one gives a shit, dude. The people in the government are not going to care about that. Why would anyone give a damn that they have done this? Well, we'll see. We'll get to why and who gives a damn about this in a minute, I guess. The occupation came shortly after the estimated 300 marchers, militia, and local citizens both paraded through Burns to protest the prosecution of two Harney County ranchers, Dwight Hammond Jr. and Stephen Hammond, who were to report to prison on Monday. Voluntarily? What, they're not being arrested? I don't understand. The US legal system, maybe. The story could set the stage for a Western-style soap opera. Okay. Now, this article is quite long, and it goes into... I had a brief look at this before I started doing this. And there appears to be quite a lot to it. At one point, they describe it as being like an onion. You can just keep peeling back the layers, which I'm sure it is. And so I'm not going to say that I have any understanding, really, of what's going on here, because I haven't taken the time to look into it. But that's not really the important thing. I mean, these guys seem to be, like, psychotically libertarian. But again, I have no idea. They're probably, like, hardcore constitutionalists or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Not really all that important. Hello, Defend Cliven. Are we talking about the same Bundys? I think we are. Would not surprise me if we are, anyway. So, there's lots of these little memes. When tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty, which, yeah, I agree with. I just have no idea whether this is actually a case of tyranny or not. But they've turned up at this wildlife location, the wildlife refuge, armed and angry at the government. And this is getting some coverage, you know. Armed protesters take over federal wildlife refuge in Oregon. It's very important stuff. They're not taking over something in, say, Washington, D.C., but, you know, it's something, you know, but we are not terrorists. That's the important thing. Now, I don't think that they're trying to enact political change. I think that they are responding to what they perceive as an injustice. So, I mean, I'm more than happy to be wrong here. Like I said, I've literally not had time to go through all of what's going on. But they don't seem to be asking for specific political change. They seem to be protesting a specific injustice. Weirdly, kind of like the Black Lives Matter folks, who thought that the black kids were being shot without reason, without due course. I mean, you know, again, I'm not saying that any of those are or aren't correct. I'm just saying that's what they perceive it to be. So the group of armed protesters has taken over a building in a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon, accusing officials of unfairly punishing ranchers who refused to sell their land. Now, I mean, it's entirely possible this is the case. I would not be surprised if various people within the American government or authorities were trying to force various ranchers and independent types to sell up and move on. And this has been done by setting fire, blah, blah, blah. But they claim they're not terrorists because they're not necessarily trying to enact a political change. What they're trying to do, it seems, is get an injustice redressed. Which, okay, fine. So what do they want? When asked what it would do to get the armed protest to leave, Bundy did not offer specifics. Oh, okay. This is a Black Lives Matter thing, isn't it? It's all over again. It's a, what do you want to change? Well, just white supremacy. End it. That's what we want. Fucking all right. When asked what it... We're using the wildlife refuge as a place for individuals across the United States to come and assist in helping the people of Harney County claim back their land and resources. Does this not sound so much like Black Lives Matter? I mean, just... They're looking for a safe space because they've had their resources and land stolen from them. People will need to be able to use the land and resources without fear. As free men and women, we know it will take some time. He did not explicitly call on authorities to commute the prison sentences for the Hammonds, who are scheduled to report to prison on Monday. I'm sure they'll do that on their honour. Which I'm sure they actually will. But he said their case illustrates officials' abuse of power, which it might well do. Now that people such as the Hammonds are taking a stand and not selling their ranches, they are being prosecuted in their own courts as terrorists and putting them in prison for 5 years. Well, if it is as he represents it, that doesn't sound very good. But like they say here, there don't seem to be any specific demands. So what the feds say. Acting U.S. Attorney Billy J. Williams of Oregon gave a starkly different perspective on the arson case. His office declined to comment on the situation at the Wildlife Refuge Saturday, but cited an opinion piece written by Williams in the Burns Times Herald last month defending the federal prosecutor's actions in the Hammonds case. Well, duh, of course he's fucking going to. 5 years ago, a federal grand jury charged Dwight and Stephen Hammond with committing arson on public lands and endangering firefighters. Steve Hammond was also found guilty of committing a second arson in 2006. The prosecutor said witnesses saw the Hammonds illegally slaughter a herd of deer on public land. Okay. At least 7 deer were shot, with others limping or running from the scene. He said a teenage relative of Hammond's testified that Stephen Hammond gave him a box of matches and told him to start the blaze. The fires destroyed evidence of the deer slaughter and took about 130 acres of public land out of public use for 2 years. This is fucking dull, isn't it? Williams also disputed the notion that the Hammonds were prosecuted as terrorists, like Bundy suggested. The jury was neither asked if the Hammonds were terrorists, nor the defense ever charged with or accused with terrorism. So, okay, they're not actually being treated as terrorists by the state, and the Bundys, or whoever is claiming they're being treated like terrorists, are not correct. And if anyone in the chat has any information about this, if I'm wrong, if CNN are wrong, let me know. And this is an article from Oregon Live. I like to get local sources when these things happen, because often they are actually talking to the people on the ground. So apparently after a peaceful rally was completed today, a group of outside militants drove to the wildlife refuge where they seized and occupied the headquarters. A collective effort from multiple agencies is currently working on a solution. For the time being, please stay away from the area. More information will be provided as it becomes available. Again, it reminds me very much of the Bundy Ranch siege from last year, in which the federal authorities stepped down, if I recall correctly. And it is the Bundy family. I'm sure it's the same one. Among the occupiers is Amon? What the fuck would you call your son that for? Bundy, son of Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, and two of his brothers. So there we go, it is the same family. And they plan on staying there for years, absolutely. This is not a decision we've made at the last minute. I read somewhere else, I don't know where I've done it. Put it now, but they have loads and loads of food and supplies and weapons and ammo. And it's just like, okay, well, I mean, I personally would just let them have this wildlife ranch. I would just do something else. But that's because I'm lazy. So he posted a video on Facebook calling on patriots from across the country to report to the refuge with their weapons. Now, I'm not trying to make light of any of this, because I think the overreach of the US government is definitely something worth protesting, and I think, really, that's probably what they're doing here. I doubt the actual individual events are really all that important to the larger principle that's being played out here. I've just got another... I'm just trying to get as many sources on this as I can, just to quickly go through them. So, it's not time to stand down, it's time to stand up. Okay, fine. Okay. That's all well and good. So, I'm happy to conclude that it's not terrorism. It's actually... If this is terrorism, then Black Lives Matter is terrorism. You know, because it seems to be very much the same thing, a response to the injustice perpetuated by the authorities and the powers that be. This is the progressive opinion on it, as far as I can tell. End white terror, of course. That's brilliant. Nobody is declaring this terrorism in the same way that nobody declared Black Lives Matter terrorism. But let's see what the hashtag is going on. Oregon under attack. If anyone, I'll get my Twitter up on the other screen. So if anyone has anything interesting, do feel free to tweet it to me, because fucking hell, Oregon under attack. Nothing alarmist about any of this, is there? Right. Well, did I miss the call for the National Guard in Oregon? I recall them in Ferguson and Baltimore. Yeah, but how many businesses have been burned down in Oregon? For fuck's sake, you idiots. I did this. It begins already. No private businessmen are getting their fucking businesses burned down by protesters. They're occupying a government building in the middle of nowhere. Is there any need for the National Guard? Just out of interest. Double standards cited amid armed protests in Oregon. Again. Oh, it's the same fucking thing. But yeah, no, it's... Again, it's like, right, okay, let's make this something that it's not. Let's turn this into terrorism. I mean, I don't recall anyone saying that Black Lives Matter was terrorism. I don't recall anyone saying that Ferguson was terrorism. I mean, maybe I just wasn't paying attention. So, operators exchanging fire with terrorist militia leader Sam Hyde. Just in case anyone's not aware, Sam Hyde is part of... Sam Hyde is part of a... He's part of Million Dollar Extreme. They're a troll group, basically. Okay, this is... That's Sam Hyde, apparently. And no, nothing about it is... He's not, like, part of that. But this is the thing, look at this, almost 4,000 shares and favourites and stuff. And so, I'm just... Oh, hello, D-Ray. If you see BLM reference in regard to the Oregon under attack, remember that it references the Bureau of Land Management, which is, again, just a coincidence that you guys... Or, you know, kind of talking about the same sort of thing. The same sort of acronym. But this is a really busy hashtag. Oh, here we go. Terrorist. White Americans banging around trees with guns, crying because they be white. That's not racist. That's perfectly normal. That's something that a normal person would say. You know, someone who didn't hate white people. And it's the same thing with fucking the race realists going, oh, this is because they do it because they're black. It's exactly the same fucking philosophy, just coming at it from the other fucking side. But yeah, I mean, you know, white people running around trees committing terrorism. Armed militias are now terrorists. US Uncut. Let's have a quick... US Uncut is a particularly progressive site, and Who was it founded by? It was founded by someone who left Vox or something. I don't know. But armed white terrorists have invaded and are currently occupying federal property. Fucking hell! Where's the National Guard? Except the feds have been like, they're not terrorists. You know, nothing to do with this terrorism. This is not terrorism. This is actually something, you know, of citizen action. Again, in the same way that fucking Ferguson was citizen action, you fucks. You know, it wasn't terrorism. I'm so tired of this. Oh, let's just call everything fucking terrorism. You know, it's not fucking terrorism. It's not terrorism, you fucking shit. Zach Cartwright, you twat. Fucking just hysterical fucking women about it. A splinter group from what? Have occupied the headquarters building at blah, 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 refuge, includes Amon Bundy. So, yeah, I mean, they've got a press release. I wonder if we can... Right, okay. The immediate press release from the Bundy Ranch. And they've got 120,000 likes on Facebook. With great concern and love and much consideration from prayer... Oh, I come to you, Harney County Sheriff of Oregon, David M. Ward, Rancher Stephen, blah, blah, blah. I, Clive and Bundy, have been involved for several weeks in the background, striving to understand a comprehensive dilemma in Harney County, Oregon. I understand that the grass was burnt on each side of the fence was the grass that was burnt on each side of the fence was grazing rights that had been created through beneficial use, one side of the fence being private property, the other being private property rights. Fines that were set were for good purpose and had good results. The United States Justice Department had no jurisdiction or authority within the state of Oregon, county of Harney, over this type of ranch management. These lands are not under U.S. treaties or commerce. They are not Article 4 territories, and Congress does not have unlimited power. Okay, well, this might be a legitimate case. I have no idea. With regards to the legal stuff, anyway. It is my suggestion, Stephen Hammond, that you go and check yourself into Harney County. Okay. It's fucking... Alright, that's getting done now. This is what is currently apparently going on with this. But I'm loving the progressive reaction to organized criminal conspiracy. Okay, let's assume that this isn't complete shit. Amon Bundy posted this video on his Facebook page, this is time to stand down, blah, blah, blah. And this is being called an organized criminal conspiracy, is it? It's not... I mean, I don't know how to put this to people, but conspiracies are usually done in secret. They're not usually done by public notification. Just so you know, I mean, I'm such a stickler for definitions sometimes, but conspiracies are usually clandestine, for a reason, in fact. And the usual... Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, Jesus Christ. Right, so what are your opinions on this then, chat? Sargon is a fucking commie. Just hand over your private property. Oregon under attack. Have the liquor stores been looted yet? Not as far as I can tell. The dichotomy between the militarized response to the black protesters and the kid gloves used on the white ones is revolting. They're not damaging anything. That's the difference. I really think that's the fundamental difference. Is that these guys are... I mean... Has there been a militarized response to the college protesters who were doing almost exactly the same thing, occupying university buildings, public buildings, and whatnot? It's very, very similar, except for just the sheer number of guns involved, I think. But the point is, they're not damaging anything. You know, if you've got the Ferguson protesters were smashing shit up, burning people's fucking private property down, to the point where they were literally having to, you know, people were standing outside gardens or outside their own fucking shops. You know, it's ridiculous. As a Muslim, I apologize that Oregon is under attack, but don't worry, Muslims pray for Oregon. Yeah, that's not very likely. Why are people afraid to use the word terrorist when they're white? Well, it's actually because they're not terrorists. I mean, should we just label all white people as terrorists, shall we? Should we just... I mean, that's a road we could go down, sure. It wouldn't be crazy. You know, it wouldn't really just... I mean, this is why you've got, like, actual fucking groups of people who are like, we need segregation from black people. Because there are so many black people going, we need segregation from white people. And it's just ridiculous. I mean... Yes, they are domestic terrorists. Of course they are. How many cars are on fire? Looting? No, actually. Not as far as I can tell. No breaking news, no CNN terror graphics, no 24-hour news cycle. Why? Because white men can't be terrorists. Bitch! They aren't terrorists. That's the difference. You know, it's the same reason why the fucking college students didn't get the same thing. All these fucking black students who are like, yeah, Black Lives Matter, yeah, occupy my fucking dormitory or whatever they were doing. That they weren't treated as terrorists. For good reason. Peaceful protesting does not require guns or statements like we are willing to kill and be killed. Don't get me wrong, I mean, it's understandable why they would have such inflammatory rhetoric. They want to make a point and they want to be noticed. I don't think it's necessarily unwarranted, but honestly, I don't really think I'm in a position to make that judgment at the moment. I don't know about you, but I personally prefer protesters in a random abandoned building as opposed to destroying entire cities. Well, I agree with you. If they want to do this, fine. I'm glad that they're doing it elsewhere, you know. Not that it's my problem, I don't live in the country, but you know what I mean. Responsible gun owners should be cringing over this. Why? What's wrong with these guys taking their guns? I mean, it's legal, isn't it? You guys are allowed guns over there. So, what's the problem? Earlier I said there was no coverage of Oregon under attack in the UK. The BBC are now covering the armed protest. Sorry, would you just call them terrorists? I mean, they're white, aren't they? Seriously, guys, if armed brown people declared war on the federal government and established a base, you'd have a graphic by now. Yeah, but armed white people aren't declaring war on the federal government. They've kind of established a base, sure, but they're protesters. How is this different fucking, you know, occupy Wall Street? Well, occupy this area. Okay, well, they've occupied it. So, what fucking now? They've occupied somewhere really fucking irrelevant. Question. Daesh has no official organization. I think they do, actually. They call themselves a caliphate. Could it be infiltrating a Gumby sick posse? Yeah, I imagine there are a lot of Muslims currently occupying this wildlife refuge. Oh, shit. It just updated, didn't it? Hashtag, but it's okay when white people do it. They're not burning anything down. For the love of God, it's just the same as your college students. Oh, I love it. I love people who just get on these hashtags for the sake of trolling. I'll say it because it's true. If these good old boys were black, they would be en route to the morgue. Okay. How many black people died in the Ferguson protests? If someone in chat could, like, just to help me out there, I have no idea. I mean, I didn't hear about any of them dying. I mean, how many black students died in the Black Lives Matter protests in universities? How many died? Just out of interest. If anyone could let me know, I'd love to know, because I don't recall hearing one person dying. So, you know, if if anyone can help me out there, that'd be great. Because I think this person is full of shit. But that's the thing, isn't it? They have to make all of this about race. Because these people are fucking obsessed by race. And I've got some other stuff that we'll go into in a minute. Because it's just... I'm just sick of talking about race. I really fucking am. Everyone is going on about it seems. And it's just like, mother of God, it's the least fucking... Just when do you think... I mean, the only people who need to be worrying about race are fucking doctors. You know? Make no mistake. These are terrorists and their inspiration is one real Donald Trump al-Baghdadi. I think I'm going to retweet that. That's amazing. Make no mistake. Oh, I like this. White men with guns stealing land. Never heard of such a thing. Okay. So, what? Yeah, history. It happened. It was terrible. I mean, where do you think the natives got this land from? You know? Do you think that they just sat there and go, right, okay, you can have that bit of land, you can have that bit of land, we'll have this bit of land, and we'll all fucking link arms and make daisy chains, you fucking idiots. Anger over limited response to hostile militia takeover of US government building. They make it sound like they're taking over the fucking White House or something. You know, just the start of an armed separatist movement in rural America or an out of control local dispute. Well, I mean, I don't want to say that the Independent has become a complete piece of shit, but the Independent has become a complete piece of shit. It just... There was a time when the Independent was actually quite well respected as sort of a reasonable newspaper, like not an extreme sort of position being taken either way. You know, they weren't like heavily conservative, they weren't heavily progressive or liberal. They had a mix of opinions, and now they've become awful. And it's this I-100 shit. I think it's been infecting the whole fucking thing. I swear to God. But and I'm, you know, look, things that. Declaring its desire to break free from the shackles of federal control. Is that what they've actually said, is it? I mean, where have they actually said that they want to be a separate, state? I don't know, what do they want? You know, they don't seem to have specified this anywhere. So I talked to Ryan Bundy on the phone again. He said they're willing to kill and be killed if necessary. Yeah, okay, sure they are. And... Bundy said the Fed's actions are in violation of the Constitution. Founding Fathers would red die. So that, okay, yeah, that's great. Okay, so they would call themselves patriots, I'm sure. Well, in fact, the patriots have described the sentences of brothers as tyranny. Okay, maybe it is. I mean, that's no difference to people in Ferguson describing actions of the U.S. government. I mean, if instead of going, oh, look at these white racist terrorist motherfuckers, you should be calling them terrorists because they're fucking white and because you didn't call us terrorists or whatever, but... Why don't you join fucking forces, you know? The problem is the authorities, not the problem is the fact they are fucking white or the other people are black or whatever. You know, there's nothing stopping you guys actually giving each other fucking, you know, like, just moral support, if nothing else. But okay, I'm just... Has anyone got any actual demands that these people have given out at all? If I'm just going to check Twitter a second. Because I'm just going to see... Has anyone... I'm so sorry, Tambra. I didn't mean to retweet that. Stop attacking America. Oh, I'm so sorry, America. Okay. Hashtag because it's 2016. That's the reason. I'm retweeting that as well. That's amazing. It Isn't this thing you're covering basically the Battle of Athens in 1946? I'd have to read up about it, to be sure. Found this amazing tweet that apparently sums up the issue. Oh, go on. Fucking I-100. Oh yeah, go on. The one tweet which explains white terrorism. Where is the tweet? What are you talking about? This is it. The GOP incites fear of Syrian refugees. White terrorists have shot up Planned Parenthood, stalked mosque with rifles, and shot black protesters. Okay, where have they shot the black protesters? But the shot up Planned Parenthood, yeah, that is probably actually an act of terrorism. You know, that's someone who actually probably wants to get laws changed and whatnot for their own political / religious reasons, and have, in fact, tried to instill terror in people to get that changed. That's actual terrorism. You know, what laws are these guys trying to change? It seems that they just want people to enforce the laws of the land. But yeah, okay, this is brilliant. How US terrorism and gun crime deaths measure up. US citizens killed by terrorism, gun homicide deaths in the US. If it was the other way around, I mean, that would be... If 130,000 people were being killed by Muslim terrorism, that would probably be... I mean, it wouldn't be terrorism, that would be an invasion. You know, that would be a conquest. That would be ridiculous. I mean, if you could look at every single fucking country, and you're going to get people killed by that country's citizens, massive chunk, people killed by foreign citizens, tiny minority. I mean, it's just... Well, in what world do you think it's the other way around? In what fucking utopian country would the number of homicides by non-citizens outnumber the number of homicides by citizens? It's just, I really hate this kind of fucking attitude. It's just this misuse of statistics. It's ridiculous. Someone from chat can't stump the Trump. Good. No one had said that for a while, and that's important that people are aware of it. So, I'll just go on a bit of a tangent here. I watched Ramsey Paul's predictions for 2016, and I think he's right that Donald Trump isn't going to win. I hate to say it. I really hate to say it, because the last person I want to win is Hillary Clinton. I personally think you should all cuck for Bern, to be honest, but that's because it'll trigger a lot of people. Seriously, though, Hillary Clinton's going to win because she's got the money behind her. She's got the powers that be backing her, and Trump isn't going to win it. I don't think he's going to win it, and it's going to be shit. Because the establishment is just going to roll on. It's going to be bollocks. But, why am I a terrorist apologist? That's a good question. Why am I a terrorist apologist? My views on gun control, generally it's a good thing, but I don't live in a republic, so... Okay, well, nobody's sent me anything of any importance, apart from a cat gif. Thanks very much, needed that. Haven't seen enough cat gifs in my time on the internet. People in the chat are getting triggered now. I'm sorry, I don't think Trump's going to win it. I would actually like Trump to win it, and not because I would vote for him, but because it would be really fucking funny. But no, I don't think he's going to win. I think Clinton's going to win. The power of vagina beats the power of Trump, I think. It's a shame. There are too many pussy-begging white knights out there. but yeah, so the thing with gun control as well, it's a big deal when you live in a republic that could well be usurped. You need to be able to defend yourself from your own government in that situation. The republics are an interesting beast, really, when you compare them to monarchies, really, autocracies. And, yeah, if you really have to have an armed and educated population to be able to maintain them. You're not going to be able to maintain... And this is the thing as well, republics are temporary. They're never permanent, ever. They always come to an end. Whereas monarchy goes on and on and on forever. So, yeah, just so you know, eventually you are going to lose your republic, so... A message to Muslims and President Obama. Oh, hello. This is a video of the Oregon Under Attack co-leader Blaine Cooper burning a Quran. Am I going to get in trouble if I watch this? Come on.
Hey guys, what's up? Blaine Cooper here. I'm going to burn a Quran today.
Oh, you rebel.
The Holy Quran. Yeah, it's anything but holy. This is the most evil, pathetic book on the face of the planet. You Muslim extremists out there, this is a...
Dude, you just coined the term, but holy Quran, and you're not going to use it? God damn.
...message to you. Since you guys have been so tolerant to the Christians and the rest of you out there, nobody's tolerant with the Christians. You guys kill about 100,000 of them a year. Since you guys say you're a religion of peace, it's time you start proving it. So since nobody else will do this, I think I will. I bought some bacon, and...
Good move. Nothing to do with Muslims. Bacon's a good move.
I'm going to wrap the bacon in the scriptures as I rip out page by page, and then we're going to burn them in the fire. Then when we're done with that, when I run out of bacon, I'm going to take this and throw some arrows into it and burn the rest of the book.
Man, imagine if you had no idea what any of this was about. You'd just be like, this is the most childish thing I've ever seen in my life. A, that, you know, you're going to get someone's book and wrap it in bacon and burn it, but B, some other person is going to be pissed off about that. Did you wrap a Quran in bacon? Yeah? What are you going to do about it? I'm going to fucking blow myself up about it. What do you think? That's... It's just so fucking silly. What? Who cares? It's dumb. And I'm not going to watch the whole thing, because it's just... Well, maybe I'll skip to the end.
Heroes aren't cheap.
I don't like seeing good bacon being
Barack
wasted.
Barack Obama, fuck you. All the liberals out there, fuck you too. And
thanks, buddy.
Kiss my ass if you guys don't like this. Barack Obama, you can take your Muslim religion and shove it up your ass.
Edgelord. Oh, he's got a gay bow. Right, that this bow, right, this is for women. Right, let me just...
Your ass.
No, I take that back. It's not for women. That's insulting, right? This is for absolute pansies. Now, the way this... A friend of mine has this bow, and the reason a friend of mine has this bow is because he's... Oh, fuck's sake, Mono. He's about... Oh, I don't know. I can't convert into fucking American weight, but he's really fucking thin, right? He's a really skinny guy. Doesn't have a lot of upper body strength. And the reason he uses this bow is because he doesn't have a lot of upper body strength. Because what happens after... Beyond the first sort of initial pull... Instead of your back and your shoulders taking all the power of the bow and storing the energy and you know, holding it in place, the bow itself sort of stores it across, like, the middle string bit. I don't know how it fucking works. But I use this, and literally after the first, you know, maybe half foot of pull, it becomes nothing. There's no power there's no strain on you at all. It's basically the sort of bow that a child would use. But yeah, sorry, they are quite powerful. I'm not trying to denigrate the power of the bow. It's yeah. So is the bacon on the Quran? Yeah, that's Edgelord. Well done.
All right, you guys, Blaine Cooper. See, we got some good shots on that Quran there, and it is completely destroyed. So now we're going to destroy the rest of it and make sure it's incinerated from the planet forever. And take it back over to fire.
That's pretty edgy. Oh, there we go. Islam has been defeated. Well done. Well done, Mr. Cooper. Right, okay. So, let's go back to the hashtag and see what's going on. Hashtag bacon is racist. Sorry, I'm reading the chat. Yeah, it's okay when the white. I mean, look at this. Not a terrorist. No one called him a terrorist, but you know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Nice. Sam Hyde, you're gonna get fucking famous, mate. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There's an awful lot of hysteria being propagated by the progressives. And the thing is, it's giving the sort of alt-right, the people who might actually otherwise be in agreement with these people. It's giving them a lot of fucking hay to thrash, you know? It's giving them a lot of fucking... to propagate an ideology. Again, I don't agree with. I don't agree that we should be worried so much about race, but... Right, okay, so... I'll come back to that in a bit, because I'm... As far as I can tell, that's all that's happened. And, I mean, if anyone's aware of anything interesting that's happening regarding it that I can put on, then send it across to me. But yeah, shooting a Quran with a bow, then catching it on fire. Edgelord. Damn right. So, a few days ago, this is very reminiscent of this Mummers Parade. I've never heard of this before, so I don't know what the fuck this is about. But again, US Uncut decided to freak the fuck out on January the 1st. Which, again, I mean, you know, there's the upside of all the sort of white racists coming out to fight the black racists or the progressive racists is that it's funny watching them trigger each other. You know, look, it's 12,000 shares, almost. Because racist white people march in brown face at New Year's Parade and mock Black Lives Matter. Look, Black Lives Matter are eminently mockable. They're fucking... Have you not seen Black Hitler's videos? They're fucking brilliant. I watched a live stream on Periscope that he was doing of some chap that I've watched a lot of his videos. And he talks about this guy called Chairman O'Malley. And he talks about how Chairman O'Malley knows everything, what he's talking about, blah, 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 blah. And effectively, Chairman O'Malley is a white nationalist. He's saying exactly the same things as the white nationalists. It's like, oh, well, we deserve a country for the blacks and a country for the whites. And I watched 20 minutes of the thing, and he got to that, and I was like, okay, well, there we go then. You know, you guys... And this is the thing. Why don't you guys work together? You guys should, like, hey, we all want the same goals. Let's cooperate. But yeah, so Philadelphia apparently does this thing called the Mummers Parade, which is, I don't even know, apparently. I have no fucking idea what the Mummers Parade is about. But they're complaining about blackface, which I find blackface inherently funny. Not really because it's blackface, it's more the people's responses to it. You know, blackface, really? What is it, 2016? You know, fucking... I know, it's... what? 1st of January 2015? What are you talking about? Really? Now, maybe that's literally from the year before. And then, okay, right, okay. And so compared to previous years, the Mummers Parade hasn't been nearly as offensive. Oh no! Someone's dressed as what? Little... Oh my god! Actually, that's pretty funny. I'm going to retweet that as well, thanks very much. Yeah, that's brilliant. Let's brown face this up. Okay, well, I'm happy to agree that it's offensive, but at what point do we... The point at which we diverge is that I don't think things that are offensive are bad. I'm quite amused by offensive things. I mean, oh, look at this, well offensive to the KKK. Even though the people dress as sharks. Okay, so... Considered possibly the oldest folk festival in the United States, the Mummers Parade, started by Scandinavian, European and African immigrants in the mid-17th century, based on the tradition of mummers, which are amateur actors, putting on performances in small clubs, salons and homes the day after Christmas. Eventually, the custom spread up through New Year's Day, culminating Philadelphia's modern custom of the annual Mummers Parade on the first of the year, which takes place not merely in people's homes or private clubs, but largely right out in the open, in the heart of the city on Second Street. Being largely based in silliness and stemming so far back in American history, yeah, really far back, many of the amateur actors made up of average citizens typically wore blackface. The practice was allegedly curbed in 1964 after protesters led by the NAACP, which is, you know, the one of the regional places that Rachel Dolezal was working, pressured the city into giving up the formal inclusion of blackface in the parade, but the practice, while not officially sanctioned, still occurs year after year, even as recently as 2015. But it's 2015, damn it! This year, one should not expect any different. The tradition of blackface goes back so far that even founding father and first president of the United States, George Washington, participated. Well, that means you're going to have to tear down statues of George Washington. What a fucking vile racist. Oh, wait. And Philadelphia's parade isn't just vilely racist. Of course it's not. It's misogynistic too. Wenches have long been a comical aspect and element, sorry, of the parade, almost always played by men. Man, that is just... That has a long fucking history in theatre of men dressing up as women. You would think, given that you guys are like, you know, fans of the transgender movement, that you would be promoting this kind of gender play. But no, it's terrible when men are doing it. Women were not allowed in the parade themselves until the 70s. Well, okay, so what, 40 years ago, 45 years ago? That was solved? What are we going to just complain? What do you want to do? It was solved 45 years ago. In recent years, the Mum's Parade has mocked the Black Lives Matter movement in numerous ways. Well, that's because Black Lives Matter is mockable, including many people carrying signs that read "Wench Lives Matter." Good, they do. Almost, it's like all lives matter. But so participants in the Mum's Parade want Black Lives Matter and the rest of America to know that their parade is not racist, which is exactly why they're filling the Mum's Parade Justice Rally's Facebook event page, created by blah blah, with N-bombs and other racist drivel, sprinkled with misogyny and dumping all their white privilege right into the lap of irony. So now we know exactly what the US Uncut is like. They're actually going to use the phrase "dumping white privilege into the lap of irony." Underlining that point even further is that the Justice Rally isn't even being hosted by... I'm taking it as being hashtag Black Lives Matter, and not hashtag, like, I don't know what the other one was, the wildlife ranch. The rally only seeks to include Black Lives Matter as one of several issues protesters intend to focus on. Okay, well, so what? The point is, these people can't take a fucking joke. And if you make a big deal out of this, then you are literally saying, I can't take a fucking joke. Furthermore, protesters hadn't even said they were going to shut the parade down, but merely host their own protest during the parade. Well, why should they shut the parade down? Because they don't like it. Well, that's not good reason, is it? You know, if that were the case, then I would end up shutting down a lot of universities, wouldn't I? The Justice Rally's page states, "Bring your signs, banners and noisemakers to the Mummers Parade and let's represent for the issues that matter to our communities." Oh my god, can we have one day where we just laugh at ourselves? You know, I mean, you know, you guys have my permission to go and get a bunch of fucking, you know, bowler hats, nice plummy suits, walking canes, and paint your teeth yellow, and go and pretend to be British people in this parade. You have my permission, go ahead. Just enjoy yourself, you know, it's fun, it'd be great, I would find it highly amusing as well. Obviously, the Twitter hashtag Mummers Parade was murdered by Philadelphia police. Oh, come on, you miserable shits. Just for 5 minutes, you go, you know what, okay, just have a laugh. It's just for fun. You know, just something. If you're going to talk about fucking race constantly, don't be surprised when people want to start making jokes about it. That's how people cope with difficult subjects, you fucks. They make jokes. It's okay to make jokes. And look at this fucking Down syndrome woman's face. And what are you smiling about? What are you fucking smiling about? You're telling people about people who've been murdered. What are you smiling about? Fuck's sake. That's it. I'm retweeting this. Hashtag white face. How dare they make fun of my skeleton ancestors? Swear to God. Oh, I love trolling. This is a lot of people complaining that other people aren't taking their issues very, very seriously. I'm not surprised people aren't taking their issues very seriously. Their issues don't seem to be all that serious. And the thing is, I would take them more seriously if they weren't, like, so obviously people who benefit from everything about being in the first world. You know, these people, they're not, like, malnourished or anything like that. They look particularly healthy and they look like they're probably fucking students, in fact. You know, where did you get these classes from? Isn't this cultural appropriation? I don't think you invented those glasses. I don't think your people invented those glasses. How dare you? T-shirts? Oh, I forgot that they were invented in the Congo. Fucking... Oh, gay bashing, really? What can be done regarding hashtag Mama's Parade to stop their racist, homophobic, and xenophobic depictions? I can tell you what, Mohammed. The answer is nothing. That's what. The answer is, you can suck it. In fact, that I if I were anywhere near that, I would go down and do the same fucking thing and then tweet you a picture of myself doing it, Mohammed. Do you understand? You're not supposed to do something about it. You're supposed to go, well, I don't like that. And okay, what does that mean? That means I don't go. That means I don't go fucking down there. That means I don't go and enjoy what they're doing. That means I stay at home and fucking grump about it on the internet like a twat. I had a great time at the Mummers Parade, Fancy Brigade finale, but will never support again based on racist and xenophobic parade. Do you know what having a great time at something means? Anti-gay racist incidents. Anti-gay. So, are you saying that if you mock someone who's gay, you are inherently opposed to the idea of homosexuality? I mean, I laugh at gay things all the time. I call things gay all the time. But that doesn't mean I think that gay men shouldn't be allowed to put their dicks in each other's assholes. I mean, I'm not... I just don't go that far down the train of thought. I'm really just, like, laughing at something that people do. And why have I been invited to join the Steam group for Patricia Hernandez? Motherfucker. I bet that's amazing, though. Fuck the gays, says a man? To be fair, okay, let's have a look at this chat.
Fuck the gays! Fuck the gays!
Fuck you, we're married!
So that was a white chap saying fuck the gays. I mean, is that an offer? It doesn't sound like he's anti-gay. It sounds like he's a gay himself. Just, I mean, I'm not an expert on how... on homosexual courtship in the United States, of course, but I mean that just strikes me as the sort of thing that would get you lots of gay attention. Sorry, someone sent me a message about fuck's sake, Steam. What are you even doing open? Why is hashtag fuck the gays taking over my chat? Quickly followed by hashtag fuck me as all the gay people declare themselves. Right, okay, so this looks exciting. Philly mayor elect Mummers Parade officials. Okay. Philly mayor elect Mummers officials denounce hateful acts. Philadelphia's incoming mayor and organizers of the city's annual New Year's Day parade condemned expressions of hate. Is that just a blanket thing? I condemn expressions of hate. Yeah, okay, how do you feel about the Nazi? Like, I despise the Nazis. Dun dun dun. I can't do that. It's an expression of hate. I mean, it's not always bad, is it? I mean, sometimes it's justified. A day after some Mummers Parade participants mocked Caitlyn Jenner. were accused of harassing gays and painted their faces brown to portray Mexicans. You know, it just strikes me as this is what happens when you tell people they can't do these things. You know, they go out and do them deliberately because it's funny to watch your reaction. You know, nobody's getting hurt. It's just people mocking the people who are effectively saying don't do this. Really, you know, if like I said, if I was like, fucking a Mexican or a black person, or whatever, and they did, I would just be like. Look, I've read the Enchiridion. You know, there is nothing you can do that will affect me. You know, all you can do is make yourself up like a little dancing clown and go blah, 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 and I'll just sit there and passively and go, so what? You know, and that is just the answer to anything you think is offensive. You know, it's impossible to be offended if you just don't let yourself be offended. You are in control of how offended you get. If you don't get offended at all, everything they do is for nothing. You know, and it just makes them look silly, and you end up laughing at them. And it's... Why not do that? Why not do that instead of getting offended? It's so much more hassle to get offended. And And this is what trolling is. It elicits a reaction, and if you give them the reaction that they want, they're just going to do it again next year, you fucks. You know, you've... Ah. But, okay, so... Philadelphia Police and Mayor Michael Nutter's office didn't immediately respond to phone calls and emails Saturday, but Mayor-elect Jim Kenney weighed in. It was bad. Hurtful to many Philadelphians. Our trans citizens do not deserve this type of satire. / insult. Look, people are going to satirize that which they feel they cannot criticize. And if people are being told that Caitlyn Jenner is a stunning and beautiful woman and any thoughts to the contrary is going to get them punished, they're going to satirize them. And frankly, at this point, you guys are being so fucking precious about it that I think you deserve it. You know, if you're going to sit around going, no, you can't do this, no. That is just a green light to have people create memes about you and take the piss about you. There is nothing more tempting. You red flag to a bull, even though aren't bulls colorblind, but flag to a bull, for fuck's sake. You know, what are you doing? Making a big deal out of it means that you are literally inviting it. About 50 members of the Black Lives Matter group and the Coalition for Real Justice staged a protest during the parade. Well, were they called terrorists? Two people with the group were cited, one for disorderly conduct and the other for disrupting a procession. So they were actually causing some trouble as well. But this is the thing, right? I'm not even against, like, Black Lives Matter. I'm really not. And it's amazing how many Black Lives Matter people have been blocked on Twitter as well. But again, I'm not in opposition to this. I mean, there's no reason that they can't feel... That they, you know, maybe they are suffering some sort of racial injustice. You know, I'm no expert on the subject, and you know, I certainly wouldn't like. Okay, that's kind of funny. I certainly wouldn't, you know, want to turn around and say, "Look, there's absolutely nothing wrong. Stop doing all of this." But they're such cringeworthy fucking downies that it just, I just don't have anything to do, and I wouldn't want to, you know. And they're so difficult to get in contact with. I can't seem to get in contact with anyone, like, respectable from Black Lives Matter who you could actually have a conversation with. None of them want to talk. And it's like, okay, but I'm not, like, you know, like, this thing, right? You know, Black Lives Matter. No, all lives matter. It's like, look, these are not mutually exclusive propositions. You can say all lives matter, and then saying Black Lives Matter is just a part of the whole. And so there's nothing wrong with saying Black Lives Matter. It's not... It doesn't denounce the idea of all lives mattering. It's just, it could be talked about, but none of the people on any of these sides seem to want to have a discussion on it. So, I don't know why George Lucas is crazy. And this was, I guess, just the next thing in the list of things I was going to talk about. George Lucas says he sold Star Wars to white slavers. Now, as I understand it, he sold it to Disney, which... I'm not saying is mutually exclusive. I'm going to play the video, even though I'll probably get this video taken down because of it, but fuck it.
The issue was, ultimately, they looked at the stories and they said, we want to make something for the fans. So I said, all I wanted to do was tell a story of what happened. You know, it started here and it went there. And it's all about generations and it's about, you know, the issues of fathers and sons and grandfathers, and it's a family soap opera.
I am your father.
God, he really makes Star Wars sound shit, doesn't he?
We call it space opera, but people don't realize it's actually a soap opera. And it's all about family problems and that kind of, it's not about spaceships. So...
Then why set it in space, George?
They decided they didn't want to use those stories. They decided they were going to go do their own thing, and so I decided, fine... But basically, I'm not going to try to... They weren't that keen to have me involved anyway. But at the same time, I said, I'm not going to... If I get in there, I'm going to cause trouble. Because they're not going to do what I want them to do. So, and I don't have the control to do that anymore. And all I would do is muck everything up. So I said, okay, I will go my way and I'll let them go their way.
Okay, but where are the slavers? Where is Disney enslaving an army of, I don't know, presumably Chinese children to do their animation?
And it really does come down to a simple rule of life, which is when you break up with somebody, the first rule is no phone calls. The second rule, you don't go over to their house and drive by to see what they're doing. The third one is you don't show up at their coffee shop or the things what you're going to bring in. You just say, nope, gone, history, I'm moving forward.
Okay. Sounds like you've got a few issues there, George. Okay, well, I thought that was going to be more exciting. I thought there was going to be something actually to do with white
slavers. You have to put it behind you, and it's a very, very, very hard thing.
So, Huffington Post, Black Voices. Now, there's something that innately that I hate about this, that as a category. And it's not the fact that it's about black people. It's about the fact that they feel that they should be segregated. That in itself validates segregation. Black people cannot in some way compete with white people, for whatever reason. And therefore they need to have their own little special thing, because it's like condescending. You know, it's like, what's the term? My mind's gone blank. Like, the tyranny of low expectations, that sort of thing. You know, it's like people just look, oh, well, you're black. You deserve your own little space because, I mean, you know, you can't get on with the white people, can you? It's not that we don't like you. It's just that you're kind of inferior, really. You know, that's what we're saying when we. It's like the women's section and the fucking thing. It's the same thing. It's like, well, I mean, you know, women, like, of course they have, like, a women's section right fucking here. You know, but, well, give them their own little section because women, they can't get their own bit, you know. And it's just like, okay, well, that's patronizing, but fine. So this was written by John Mehta. I racist. Sorry. So this was originally a speech to a congregation in the United Church of Christ on Sunday, June 28th. So quite a while ago now, actually. So he says, a couple of weeks ago, I was debating what I was going to talk about in this sermon. I told Pastor Kelly Ryan I had great reservations talking about the one topic I think about every single day. Then a terrorist massacred 9 innocent people in the church. This would be the, what was the fucking, the Dylan Roof thing. I can't remember where it was now. I'm sure it'll say as we go through. At this point, I knew that despite any misgivings, I needed to talk about race. Oh, God. Why not? You see, I don't talk about race with white people. To illustrate why, I'll tell a story. Before I even get to this, there's a reason. Because all it ever comes to is people telling white people that they're evil because of the colour of their skin. You know, it's literally the reverse of what they used to say to black people. It's just, nothing productive comes of that. It was probably about 15 years ago when a conversation took place between my aunt, who is white and lives in New York State, and my sister, who is black and lives in North Carolina. This conversation would be distilled into a single sentence said by my black sister. The only difference between people in the North and people in the South is that down here, at least people are honest about being racist. That is it, isn't it? I mean, like, I've met a lot of Americans, and most of them don't really seem to hate black people. You know, they don't really seem to be massive racists. Maybe I'm wrong, and you know, maybe I just don't know enough about America to be able to make that judgment. Because, I mean, I'm thinking of it from from a European perspective, where we literally are not. I mean, one of the things that we try not to do is make a big deal about race, because it's the same about making fun of someone's fucking eye colour or handedness, or, you know, things they didn't choose and they can't change. So what's the focus on it? Why focus on this? I mean, people make so many fucking bad decisions all every day. You know, really, decisions that just speak volumes about the character, the way they've chosen to be, and the way they are not trying to overcome their own inherent sort of inherent deficiencies as a person, as an individual, that they have control of. They could go out of their way to make themselves a better person, but they don't. They deliberately choose, you know, I'm just gonna take the path of least resistance. It's a white person's fault. It's all black person's fault. It's all Muslim's fault. It's all this. It's all that. It's all the other. It's always someone else's fucking fault, you know? And that's all of this fucking shit is. And I'm so fucking sick of it. Take some goddamn responsibility for yourselves. But anyway, there was a lot more to the conversation, obviously. But I suggest that it can be distilled into one sentence, because It has been by my aunt, by my white aunt. Over a decade later, the census still is what she talks about. It has become the single most important aspect of my aunt's relationship with my black family. She is still hurt by the suggestion that people in New York, that she, a northerner, a liberal, a good person who has black family members, is racist. Well, it doesn't really make any sense, but, you know, I mean, why not? Because she was white. This perfectly illustrates why I don't talk about race with white people. Yeah, it fucking should. It absolutely fucking should. You've just turned around and go, well, you're racist. Why? Because you've got white skin. No, that isn't the person who's racist. The person who's racist is the person who fucking says that. Even or other... Blah, blah, blah. I love my aunt. She's actually my favourite aunt, and believe me, I have a lot of... Yeah, I don't care. New York State is one of the most segregated states in the country. Buffalo, New York, where my aunt lives, is one of the 10 most segregated school systems in the country. Yeah, it probably is. And it's probably due to people, frankly, moving. The natural movement of peoples. So, racial inequality of the area she inhabits is so bad that it's been the subject of reports by the Civil Rights Action Network and the NAACP. Yes, probably true. Those, however, are facts that my aunt does not need to know. She does not need to live with racial segregation and oppression of her home. She doesn't need to live with the racial segregation and oppression of her home. As a white person with upward mobility, she has continued to improve her situation. She moved out of the area I grew up in, and moved to an area with better schools. She doesn't have to experience racism, and so is not a realtor. That doesn't make her a racist. That doesn't mean she is a racist. That just means that there are other things there are fucking socioeconomic conditions that create what appear to be racial discrimination. Nor does it dawn on her that the very fact that she moves away from an increasingly black neighbourhood to live in the white suburb might itself be an aspect of racism. How is that an aspect of racism? You said she moved to an area with better schools. You didn't say whiter schools. You didn't say schools with fucking more ethnic purity. Better schools means higher grades, more qualified teachers. You know, probably better textbooks, better facilities. You know, the sort of things that affluent communities have. Motherfucker, that's not about race. I don't talk about race with white people because I have seen it go nowhere. You know, when I was... why would it? Why? I just cannot get over this. You live in a country where you have a black president, and yet you're going to go, well, black people have got no upward mobility. There's nothing a black person can do. Bullshit. Just bullshit. That's impossible. You know, one of the things I watch as much, like... I guess you'd call it propaganda. But I watch as much media from as many different sources as possible. And one of my favourites is this chap called Ben Shapiro. And, yeah, I can already hear the screams of, but he's a Jew, from the alt-right. And, yeah, he is. And he's really clever. And this is why you should probably listen to him sometime. But one of the things that he talks about is, was it a study done by... I can't remember if it was done by off the top of my head. But there are three things, effectively, you need to do in the United States to ensure you don't remain poor. One is to finish your education, go to college, get a job, and don't have kids before you're married. And as if any of these things are like some sort of surprise, you know? It's like, get a job. Well, okay, obviously, duh. You know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be get a job. You could start a business, whatever. But obviously, earn some money, obviously. To get a good education, well, duh. You know, any kind of education is obviously going to increase your fucking employment prospects. And don't have kids before you're married. Well, again, is this really something that is revolutionary to tell people? And again, I'm not slighting Ben Shapiro when I say this, because this is the sort of thing that anyone should be able to see. In any community that had these problems, where unemployment, bad education, and single parenthood, that any community that has that in any large number is going to have significant financial problems. I mean, it's just a recipe for it. And so when you look at the black community, and I was watching a video of Malcolm X talking yesterday, in fact, and he was complaining about the single parenthood in the black community and how the figures... what was the guy's name? Shit. I can't remember the guy's name he was talking about now. Sorry. I should have prepared more for this. It's kind of an unscripted sort of rant. But he was saying, he was complaining about the amount of single parents in the black community, and this was in the 60s, I think, And obviously it's got worse. I've heard statistics where it's over 70% in some areas. And I mean, that's ridiculous. Obviously, if 70% of kids are raised in single-parent environments, how can you not expect a desperately high measure of poverty in those communities? You know, what? Why would you think that people who don't live like that would not want to move away? You know, it's not... I mean, it's the same thing with fucking, like, anyone. Any community who lived like that would obviously have major fucking problems within it. And so, I mean... Why do you guys do this? Why do you do... And it's not like you always have. You know, it's not like the black community has always done this. You know, it's the consequence of bad fucking choices. And people need to start just making good choices. You've got to be the fucking change you want to see. You know? But anyway, let's carry on with this, because I'm waffling now. To understand, you have to know that black people think in terms of black people. Well, that's the fucking first problem. Right? Black people need to start thinking in terms of, what am I as an individual going to do? You know, am I going to bitch and moan, or am I going to finish my education? Am I going to get a job? Am I going to start a business? Am I going to fucking, you know, what are you as an individual going to do? Don't worry about black people, because the solution to all of this is not do something for, quote, black people. That's not a solution, and it's never going to work. What you need to do as an individual black person is say, well, I'm going to do X. And then, you know, your brother is going to go, I'm going to do Y. And your sister is going to, I'm going to do Z. And it's going to continue where you, each individual person, pulls themselves as far up as they can go. And one by one, you will see the standards of living in the black community go up as individuals increase their own standard of living. And this is not anything fucking revolutionary that I'm saying. This is just fucking normal shit. This is what every person in the West... Like, every white person does this. You know, there is no thinking in terms of white people. White people think in terms of themselves and their families and individuals, their friends, and how they are going to advance their own careers and their own status in life. It's a competitive society. And that is why white people are doing so well and have done so well. It's not a fucking secret. You know, just thinking in these sort of collectivist terms is not helpful, though. You know, there's... At no point does anyone take fucking responsibility for anything. So we don't see the shooting of an innocent black child in another state as something separate from us, because we know viscerally that it could be our child, our parent, or us that is shot. Okay, right, that's an interesting point. A while ago, I was reading about these US cops who had found this homeless guy. And this homeless guy, they'd beaten him to death. For whatever reason. He was white. They'd beaten him to death. And the reason that I'd read about this is because his father was, I think, trying to sue them or something like that. And one of the most heartbreaking things about the story, and it must be because I'm a new father, you know, but I think he was like 17 or something when he was being beaten to death, and he was homeless. Or maybe he was a little older. But he was calling for his dad, you know, with these cops were beating him, and he was just calling for his father. And it... I'm not going to lie, it's not that I wasn't like, well, like, you know, that's horrible, that could be my child, you know, it could be, but it's not because he was white, you know, and the same thing with the Syrian refugee with the little boy laying on the beach. I don't like looking at that picture, man, because, it doesn't look entirely dissimilar to my son when he's asleep, you know, when he comes back from a day out or something and he's tired and we put him to sleep in his fucking crib. In his clothes, it doesn't look any different, you know, and so I don't like looking at it. But that's me personally. I'm not going to go out and say to other people, well, this is something you need to be paying attention to because it's my fucking feelings. You know, no, I will deal with it as you should deal with it. You know, it could be your child, but it's fucking not, so stop obsessing over the idea that it's yours, because it's not. You know, anyone can have these things happen to them. It's not fucking unique to black people. But, So the shooting of Walter Scott in North Charleston resonated with me because Walter Scott was portrayed in the media as a deadbeat and a criminal. But when you look at the facts about the actual man, he was nearly indistinguishable from my own father. Well, okay, but that, you know, that doesn't mean anything. Racism affects us directly because the fact that it happened at a geographically remote location or to another black person is only a coincidence, an accident. It could just as easily as happened to us here, right now. Okay. What you are doing there is removing your agency. You are saying, I don't have any agency. It was just there for the grace of God, go I. You know, it could have easily been me mouthing off at the cops, or, you know, doing whatever, you know, every time these things, it's not that the cops just turn around and attack, and maybe sometimes it is. You know, there are going to be individual cops and little groups of cops in police stations and services that are going to be racist and are going to cooperate to do things against black people, sure. It's not the system, though. You know, I'm certain it's not the system. I've spoken to enough cops who say, look, you know, I know you see all this, but this isn't all of us, you know, and I don't think it is. I think it's individual acts that make up the what is being misinterpreted as a deliberate pattern against people. You know, it's not some institutional fucking mission. But to say, oh, well, it could just as easily be me. Well, only if you're giving, you know, only if you're doing something. You know, it could just easily be the white kid who gets beaten to death because he's fucking homeless. You know, or because he was mouthing off the cops. I don't know what the kid was doing. You know, but it could just as easily be anyone. Because frankly, I think the problem is that America's police forces are generally quite oppressive. At least the inner city ones are. I don't even think they're necessarily... I mean, I saw a video of a black cop beating the hell out of this black kid. And it's just like, you know, this isn't a race issue. You know, this is an authority issue. But yeah, you know, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, and if I'm wrong, I'm happy to fucking re-examine whatever it is I've said, but I really think that the problem is the way these people are viewing the situation. It's totally the opposite of how someone who is successful and proactive would view it. You know, by saying, oh, it could just be anyone at any time, it's like, no, it couldn't. You know, there's a distinct pattern to these things, you know, when... I mean, if I was accosted by police in America, I would just do exactly as I said. Even if they were like, right, we're going to arrest you for something really menial and pathetic, I'd be like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to sue you, but I'm going to cooperate with you now, because the American police seem to have this fucking thing where if you're not going to instantly cooperate, then they'll kick your ass. You know, the idea of resistance is the thing that they get their panties in a bunch about, you know? Okay. Black people think in terms of we because we live in a society where the social and political structures interact with us as black people. You know, there might actually be some truth to this, right? All this fucking affirmative action, all this fucking racial focus, there might be some truth to that. You know, I'll get to the next bit in a minute, in fact. But it just pisses me off, man. White people do not think in terms of we. White people have the privilege to interact with the social and political structures of our society as individuals. You know, maybe I'm so out of the loop with this. Maybe I just have no idea. You know, let me know. Let me know if this is genuinely true, because I really cannot believe this is true. I just... You know, like, as if there are fucking government agencies going, okay, well, you know... Just if they're black, just put them in this category, and if they're white or whatever, just put everyone else put in a different category. I just don't believe it. So whites are often not directly affected by racial oppression, even in their own community. Well, I mean, we'll kind of get onto what's happening to white people, but so. What they're affected by are attacks on their own character. You should be affected by attacks on your own character. There is no reason that any of these people should be like, well, it's okay for us to be racist because we're black. You know, that's not acceptable at all. And so to then say, well, all whites are racist, that is a racist statement. You know, to my aunt, the suggestion that people in the North are racist is an attack on her as a racist. Well, well done. She is unable to differentiate her participation within a racist system, upwardly mobile, not racially profiled, able to move to white suburbs, etc., from an accusation that she individually is a racist. Okay. I need a drink. Look at this, right? She is unable to differentiate her participation within the racist system. Upwardly mobile. Hang on. That requires money. That doesn't require race. Jonathan Butler is upwardly mobile. All of these kids at fucking Mizzou are upwardly fucking mobile. They're the upper fucking class. Not racially profiled. Well, you know, I mean, aren't they? You know, who gives... you know, the racial profiling you're talking about, sure, that's bad, but the racial profiling you're not talking about that's good, you're fine with. You know, you're not mentioning affirmative action here or anything like that. And again, I'm absolutely with Thomas Sowell on this issue. Racial affirmative action is nonsense. It should be by means rather than by race, because, like Jonathan Butler proves, you know, some black people are very wealthy. They don't need affirmative action, so you don't need affirmative action for blacks. What you need is affirmative action for the fucking poor. But, okay. So, able to move to white suburbs. Again, this is not a function of race. You know, do you think that millionaire Jonathan Butler turns up at this white suburb and goes, oh, hello there, yes, so I've just come out of Missouri, and I'm looking to buy a house. I have millions to spend. Are you going to sell me the house? I'm like, sorry. Sorry, your money's no good here. Your money's no good because you're black. And really, I really think that that's much more of the problem. It's not that the fact they're black, it's the fact they're fucking poor. You know, do you think that if a redneck turns up at this fucking community, everyone's going to be like, well, I mean, he's uncouth, he's covered in shit, he spits everywhere, tobacco everywhere, but he is white. White people in general decide to vigorously defend their own personal non-racism, or point out that it doesn't exist because they don't see it, or because you have made the blanket statement that white people as a group are racist, and therefore each individual white person must be racist. And therefore, an individual white person, but I'm actually not. You know, I mean, I don't think you're actually participating in a racist system. I think you're actually just seeing what you want to fucking see. This is good as well. Racism is not slavery. Well, that's true. As President Obama said, it's not avoiding the use of the word nigger. That's true. Racism is not white water fountains and the back of the bus. That's not what they are, but they are certainly an expression of it. Martin Luther King did not end racism. I tell you what, Martin Luther King would be rolling in his fucking grave. I'm gonna do a video about this in the next few weeks. I'm just sort of like preparing sources about this, and just like, whatever is happening now in America with race is the antithesis of what Martin Luther King would have wanted. Racism is a cop severing the spine of an innocent man. No, that's not racism, that's police brutality. You know, you act as if cops don't kill white people. They fucking do. It's a 12-year-old child being shot for playing with a toy gun in a state where it's legal to openly carry firearms. Yeah, well, I don't know what the situation is there, but I'm sure that there's going to be plausible deniability at best, or at least, sorry, where the cop's going to be like, yeah, but the kid had a gun. You know, it's... Don't get me wrong, I'm not supporting this or anything like that, but it's going to be one of those things where it's not just cut and dried. But racism is even more subtle than that. Okay, let's get into the microaggressions. It's more nuanced. Racism is the fact that white means normal, and anything else means different. Motherfucker, that's just statistics! Race, white meaning normal in majority white countries, is exactly what you fucking expect. It's like saying that Chinese means normal in China. It's like saying that fucking black means normal in the Congo, or in some, you know, African state. It's like being Arabic is normal in Saudi. You know, it's fucking dumb. This is just such a fucking stupid thing to say. Racism is our acceptance of an all-white Lord of the Rings cast. A Lord of the Rings cast because of historical accuracy, ignoring the fact it's a world with an entirely fictionalized history. Yeah, okay, but it's a world that's entirely based on Anglo-Saxon mythology. For fuck's sake. Even when we make shit up, we want it to be white. No, it's because it was made up by white people. Was it fucking Aristotle who said, you know, no matter where he went, that the Egyptian gods look like Egyptians, the Greek gods look like Greeks, the Celtic gods look like Celts. What a fucking coincidence. You know, it's really about the fact that people just write what they know, especially when they're making shit up. They unsurprisingly create the default protagonist to be fucking white. I mean, later this year, I'm going to be running this fucking epic D&D campaign, and unsurprisingly, the main protagonists are white. You know, and it's not because I hate black people, it's just because, I mean, I look at my own skin and it's what I know, you know? But, and racism is the fact that we all accept that it's white. Just, it's amazing. Benedict Cumberbatch playing Khan in Star Trek. Khan, who's from India. Okay. Is there anyone whiter than Benedict Cumberbatch? Probably from someone from Scotland. Okay. What? The thing with this this line of reasoning, right? And I love it when social justice warriors always come out and say, "Oh well, you know what? You know, you don't have to have everyone being black. It's something you actually do. No, you actually do. When as soon as you start saying things like, well, I mean, not everyone has to be black, but some of them have to be, then the question is not, you know, should we have some or not? It's how many should we have?" Sorry. And when we've got to the point where you're saying, well, I mean, a certain percentage, unless you're going to give me a fixed percentage and say, right, okay, well, 50% have to be black, and then racism's over. Unless you're going to give a fixed percentage, then what you're doing is power. You know, what you're doing is a power game. You just want to be able to keep dragging, like, it's like putting some money on the ground and attaching a string to it and then pulling it out of someone's reach every time they go to grab it. You know, it's like, okay, well, is this enough? No, that's not enough. Look, I'll grab, you know, no, is this enough? No, that's not enough. But just keep them trying. You know, that's the point. You're not giving them any fucking defined goals, and therefore, it's all or nothing. You have to have either all of them, whereas that's not a racist system, now we have all black people, or no black people, or any degree other than that, and it's a racist system because, well, you know, that could have been a black person, couldn't it? It's the same with fucking sexism, and it really pisses me off, man. So, black parents learn this when their parents give them the talk. When they are sat down at the age of 5 or so and are told their best friend's father is not sick, not in a bad mood, he just doesn't want his son playing with you. Really, that's just all black parents say that to every black child, do they? Because every white person just doesn't want their kid playing with black kids. Just fucking honestly, this is pissing me off. And it goes on and on and, oh my god, what a nutsack. Let's have a look at this guy's Twitter. Why? What? No, that's probably not his actual address. Okay. So, the next thing I was... I did this again. This pisses me off. There was a Banksy mural scrubbed off a wall by council officials after a complaint that it was racist. I don't know if you can see it from the picture. But the mural shows 5 grey pigeons holding up signs, including one stating, "Go back to Africa," towards a more colourful bird. And it's been scrubbed off. Obviously. As if... And this is exactly the sort of mindset we're dealing with. You can't even talk about the issues. You can't even make art to discuss the issues without the art itself being considered racist because it is making a metaphorical point. But yeah, so the council officials have got rid of it after a complaint that it was racist. Oh yeah, the pigeons are holding signs saying go back to Africa or whatever. Migrants not welcome, keep off our worms, stuff like that. It's a joke. But their complaint isn't that the council got rid of it because there was one complaint going, "Oh, this is racist." This is, no, it's art. Look at it. It's obviously making a point. But they've admitted they didn't realise that it was done by famous graffiti artist and it might have been worth a lot of money. It's like, why does that matter? You know, it doesn't fucking matter that it was worth money. What matters is that you were like, "Oh, that's a good piece of art. Let's get rid of it because someone complained." The site was inspected by staff who agreed that it could be seen as offensive, and it was removed this morning. Okay, so someone could be offended that someone is making a point against racism by demonstrating how racism looks to someone outside of it. And that is a good reason to get rid of it, is it? Fucking idiots. But obviously they'd welcome an appropriate Banksy original because he's famous. And I guess this whole thing's going to be about race, because I just see this everywhere now. It's really fucking me off, right? Look at this. From Comparative Religious Studies and the True Meaning of Spirituality. This is just the best thing in the world. The first human was a black woman born in the Ethiopia and Kenya, and she reproduced asexually, birth without a man's sperm, no man needed to reproduce. This is before her chromosomes split, creating a variation or different type of woman we call a man. Men are mutated females. The XY chromosome is a mutation of XX, literally. The black woman is God. Just, and, I mean, this isn't, like, something fringe anymore. This, I mean, it is fringe, but it's like, this sort of shit is gaining traction, you know? And I love this, untarred thyself. Hashtag, untarred thyself. And so, yeah, I've been, like, kind of following these, like, awakened melanated supremeness. 40,000 people like this. And I've liked it as well because I want to keep track on this sort of nonsense. But just, and let me show you this wonderful video. This is amazing.
Melanin is a neurochemical that is produced in part through the pituitary and the pineal gland. They both play a central role in the production of melanin, which is ultimately responsible for the color that we have in our skin. Now, historically, it had always been thought that melanin played a significant role in the intellectual propensity of African people. For example, when you study some of the Greek writings on melanin, or the color of Africans, many of the Greek philosophers believed that that melanin played some sort of a role in how Africans had been able to create and develop some of the sciences that they had come to be known for.
Just none of that was true at all, right? Melanin was discovered in the 20th century by a Czech scientist. The ancient Greeks did not know what melanin was, and they literally, can I not zoom this out? Yeah. They literally did not have any conception of melanin. In fact, I've read quite a lot of ancient Greek writing, and I don't really ever hear them talking about skin color or anything like that. It's, they tend to talk about, like, peoples, but they're not, like, they never reference, like, the genetics of it or anything like that, because obviously genetic theory wasn't in existence then. They had no idea. They thought the gods had created the earth, for fuck's sake.
So melanin was always considered an intellectual sort of a chemical.
By nonsense! What the fuck are you on about?
The pineal gland, which produces melanin, it's shaped like a pine cone.
Oh god, this is starting to sound like some David Icke stuff now, isn't it?
And the origin of the word pineal literally means resembling a pine cone. Now, in ancient symbolisms, the pine cone has always been represented because people knew the importance of the pineal gland as it related to melanin and the universe.
Melanin is a molecule. And the concept of melanin is, it is black in its nature. And we find it in the cosmos, we find it in the heavens, we find it in water, we find it in land, we find it in everything that exists.
The sperm of the male and the egg of the woman, they're both layered with melanin. So that when the sperm penetrates the egg, there is a melanin explosion. And that melanin helps to formulate the fetus within that egg. And that fetus is literally coated with the melanin substance.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say that's bullshit, but I mean, that does sound like complete bullshit.
That melanin substance then goes on to form the brain and the central nervous system. So every human...
The brain and central nervous system is made out of melanin, just so everyone's aware. That's scientific fact.
Human being begins with a melanin explosion.
Melanin is an intelligence. It's an intelligence because it is the dynamic, the primary dynamic in every part of the cell. It's a primary dynamic in the core of the human being as well as to the surface of the human being. Its intelligence is responsible for the forming of the nervous system. Every part of the nervous system has these little black dots all through it, which essentially carry information.
So melanin, from a physical standpoint, is that substance that accounts for what black people refer to as soul.
Oh my god! Oh my god, this pigment in their skin and apparently in their brains and nervous system is what gives black people soul. Are you going to tell me that they dance differently, right?
We move differently. We walk differently. We talk differently. Because we have
melanin master
to a different form of energy than other folk.
Not only is melanin a pigment, which is so obvious, but melanin as an intelligence is a communications module that essentially broadcasts as well as receives information by way of light and sound frequency signatures.
What the fuck am I listening to?
Scholars and scientists have been having conferences about melanin, to my awareness, at least since the 1920s.
The pineal glands of most of our white brothers and sisters are calcified, and so they make less melanin. And that comes from the historical relationship to...
Hang on, how do you know that? How many brains have you fucking autopsied, you know, to look at their pineal glands?
What we call the Wormian Ice Age, that 10,000 years of glacial freezing that happened in Europe after the Africans who were the Grimaldi moved up there. And so it became the survival of the fittest. Who was able to adapt could survive. Who wasn't able to adapt died. So those people who were able to get rid of their melanin was able to survive. Those who could not get rid of the melanin, they died.
Jesus Christ! Evolution isn't an intentional fucking act, you mental!
These scientists said that the pineal gland, they refer to the pineal gland as a vestigial organ. That is a calcified gland within the body that served no purpose. As if the creator would create something that you didn't need. And it was only after the Vietnam War, in the late 60s and early 70s, that they began to rewrite their interpretation of the pineal gland. The reason for that was that a large number of African Americans fought and died during the Vietnam War. And whenever a soldier dies, there's an autopsy that's performed before their body is sent back to Dover Air Force Base. And what they discovered, what these physicians discovered, is that when they performed the autopsies, the 75 to 80% of the African-American soldiers had a large functioning pineal gland. A pineal gland is normally about the size of your thumb. So it was not a vestigial organ in 70 to 80% of African-Americans, but it is a calcified organ in 75 to 80% of people with European ancestry. So they begin...
Are you serious? Are you honestly saying that, like, dead people would come back, you know, they'd be shipped back from the Vietnam War, and I guess this army of physicians for the thousands of people who died, they're like, right, okay, well, what you're going to have to do now is cut him open. It's like, okay, why? There are bullet holes all through his chest. We know how he died. Yeah, I know, but what we want you to do is open up the back of his skull, go into his brain, and see what his pineal gland looks like for me. So why? Why would we be doing this? Why would anyone be doing this? That bollocks!
And to reevaluate the pineal gland. They begin to reevaluate melanin.
I think if you talk to Dr. Welsing, she'll tell you this is about genetic annihilation or genetic survival.
Oh my god, he's a fucking white supremacist.
Okay, it's about genetics. Who will survive America? Who will survive the world? Whose genetics will hold up? What is going to be the genetic, the genotype that's on the planet 1,000 years from now? Will it be white? Will it be brown? Will it be black? And so, you find that the elements of the human family that find themselves suffering from the ecology that we're in, they're struggling to survive and to be able to maintain themselves. All nations, European nations and America, white Americans, are at minus birth rate right now. Not zero birth rate, where they're keeping up with the natural death. They're at minus birth rate. And so that's why there's so much emphasis on artificial birth creation and other ways to have babies and make babies.
Oh, fucking hell! Right, okay, so this guy's on board with the concept of white genocide. I mean, totally. But he thinks the problem is that white people can't maintain erections anymore. They can't actually impregnate their women, and so they need to sort out new scientific methods. I hate to break to you, it's more a case of people making the choice not to have children. Again, this is like the thing with the alt-right. It's like, okay, well, look, it's not there's some sort of intentional genocide. It's that people are just choosing not to reproduce as much. It's literally the problem that you're having. And, you know, why should they reproduce as much if they don't want to?
Data beyond the normal. And you'll also find that this adopting black babies, the Haiti thing, the getting the children out of Central African Republic and Chad, adopting Filipino babies, Latino babies by the white community on such a high level, it is to infuse their gene pool with the melanin.
Can confirm. I guess the whites are just inferior and they need our melanin. fucking hell. Right, okay, I think this is about it in this. Chadians demonstrate against French charities' attempt to kidnap children for adoption. I'm gonna guess they get paid for each kid that they adopt. End up getting adopted. I don't think they're doing it for the melanin. Because it turns out that melanin theory, apparently according to Wikipedia anyway, that melanin theory is a pseudo-scientific theory of black supremacy based on physical properties of melanin, a natural polymer and organic semiconductor. In humans, melanin is the primary determinant of skin color. People whose black ancestors lived for long periods in the regions of the globe near the equator generally have larger quantities of eumelanin in their skins. Melanin theorists assert that the possession of greater quantities of melanin gives black people inherent superiority. Conversely, its lack demonstrates the alleged inhumanity and inferiority of white people. So there we have it. Case closed. this whole thing is just amazing. Oh yeah. White people as albino mutants. One of the notions of melanin theory is that white people are mutants, and that white skin is an aberration, a form of albinism. Melanin theorist... that's a great title there. Wade Nobles takes this even further, stating that only black people are fully human because of their higher levels of skin melanin. Imagine if we'd... I don't know, maybe we should... Maybe if we just said, okay, well, imagine if we just take global IQs and then decide that the people who are at the top of this are the people who are fully human, and the people who are at the bottom of this are kind of subhumans, they're an aberration, they're mutants, in fact. What we would have are white nationalists. People who it's just the complete fucking opposite. But again, it's not something that's weird and fringe. I mean, you're like Ghazi Kodzo, he's got like 50,000 fucking subscribers. You know, this Facebook group, like 40,000 fucking likes. You know, there are a lot of people who buy into this bullshit. You know, and it's just, it's insane. And again, US Uncut, these guys are really breaking new ground in ridiculous progressive bullshit. But apparently white supremacists are launching their own dating site for 2016. And, you know, I hardly blame them. You know, I mean, surely, you know, the black supremacists want the inferior white Untermensch to stick within their own race. Surely. I mean, you don't want them stealing their melanin, right? I mean, that would be terrible. don't adopt our children. God damn. But yeah, so, I mean, So this is a new dating site, by default of the name, that discourages all non-white singles from registering as dating sites. How is this different to, like, Muslim Meet? Or, like, Black People Meet? Or anything like that? How is it different? You know, it's just different because white people are subhuman, I suppose. So, yeah, I mean, the site alleges that its existence isn't racist, as there are currently dating sites that cater to specific ethnicities, religions, or professions. However, like most white people who lack a basic understanding of what white privilege actually is, white people are already the dominant racial demographic in America. So what? That's not the contingent to making this racist. This is entirely the problem with the progressive view of race, is that they have no idea what the words actually mean. They've fucking changed their own fucking definitions, and they're full of shit. This gives white people the privilege of being able to self-segregate and not have to associate with non-whites in any facet of society. The privilege. Eh? Oh, okay. Hang on, man. I was gonna save this link, but I'm just gonna get it up now because it's just one of those things where it's like the privilege of self-segregation. Then, I mean, sure I am. Fucking privilege, self-segregation, just fucking. Oh, fucking. Sorry, I've just got to get this fucking link now. Because this is. The fucking privilege, self-segregation. There's something about just. The idea that black people can't do that is just. Okay. So what's this? What's public universities hold racially segregated social justice retreats? Oregon State University will hold four racially exclusive social justice retreats focusing on white privilege, microaggressions, and institutional racism. During the weekend of 8th to 10th January, the university will have two retreats, one specifically for white students, examining white identity in a multicultural world, and racial aikido, which is specifically for non-white students. According to the university's website, white students retreat focus on white privilege, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to do a separate video on this, so I'll go through those videos at a later date. But this is the point, right? There is every opportunity, apparently, now for black students to self-segregate. And in fact, I mean, this seems to be the opposite of the problem, is it not? I mean, do you people not want segregation? You seem to be advocating for it in many places, in many ways. And the issue you have here is that white people are able to self-segregate. Well, black people have done that too. You know, black people have self-segregated. This is not something unique to white people. I love it. Whether it be in a professional, social, religious, or relationship setting. If you're not fucking a black person, you're self-segregating. How dare you? How very dare you? And again, religious as well. That's amazing. Like, as if there aren't black fucking Christian churches or something. I mean, and literally exclusively black ones, which is what Dylan fucking Roof or whatever his name is, was going in and shooting up a black church where they had self-segregated. But, hey, doesn't matter. So I'm not surprised that white people are doing this. I'm really not. And it's not what I want either. You know, I don't think that people should be segregated. I think segregation is a fucking bad thing and just breeds bigotry. But what are you going to do? You know, when the progressives are just like, hey, let's allow black people, let's encourage black people to segregate. And white people are like, well, I mean, does that mean do we have white-only things? Do we have white-only student unions? Do we have white-only fucking dating sites? I mean, you've got black student unions, black dating sites, black churches. I mean, it's inevitable that you're going to end up with fucking white-only things. So, I guess this is kind of the end of the points that I wanted to make with this. Just like, this whole fucking focus on race is demented. It's fucking sick. It's just, it's really just beyond the pale. This shit has to stop. But race is just not that important a fucking issue, in my opinion. It's really not. There are so many more important factors to judge a person on, to be concerned about, you know? Education, social status, fucking, you know, wealth, income, you know, just the choices someone makes in their lives are way more important than their race. You know, the sex or the sexuality and all this sort of stuff. But for the love of God, you know, I guess 2016 is going to be the year where we have to finally have this massive discussion where, I don't know, maybe we just segregate the races. Maybe we just do that. I mean, I'm not in favour of it, but fuck it. This seems to be what everyone fucking wants, so let's fucking go for it, I guess. Anyway. So I'm going for almost 2 hours, and I need to go get a drink. So, this is the things I want to talk about, so. Yeah, this has been quite cathartic in a lot of ways, actually. But yeah, so, I mean, and this is the thing, right? You guys on the right and the left, when the people on the right and the left who are in favour of this, you say words like you think anyone, like you know what they mean, right? When a Black Lives Matter person calls white people racist, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. And like when someone from like the alt-right goes, oh, well, you're not in favour of race segregation, you're a cuck. It doesn't mean anything. It just doesn't mean anything. It doesn't have any bearing on the conversation. And so it's like when a feminist calls you a misogynist. It's like, it's becoming pathetic. It's sad. It's stupid. And it doesn't mean anything. And it's just like, you go to these places and they're oh my God, you're a racist. So yeah, but, you know, even if I was, that's not changing what I'm saying. You know, none of it changes the actual fucking message of what I'm saying. And really, you're going to have to start listening. You're going to have to try and stop with the dismissive labels. You're going to have to actually start having a proper conversation about the issues that are going on instead of calling each other names. That's my opinion, anyway. So yeah, take it easy, everyone, and I'll speak to you next week when I will have a proper This Week in Stupid and not just this kind of ad hoc stream. So thanks for watching. Take it easy.